Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. We actually spoke with this artist, I want to say a couple months ago. She received a golden ticket and was able to go to Hollywood Week and competed there. Did not leave Hollywood Week and get to make it onto the final show, but is still doing a lot of writing and recording between New York and Los Angeles. Gia Farrell, she joins me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hi, Gia.
Hello.
All right, so I remember the last time we spoke, you couldn't really give me too many details because I know there's kind of like a confidentiality thing with what you can say before the show airs and then what you can say after the fact. Now that we've seen, you know, all of the finalists on Idol and we're down to the final two, tell me, when you were at Hollywood Week earlier this season, which finalists did you actually like get to know and get to interact with?
Well, out of a bunch of them, I spoke to Colton, even though he's not, you know, now a finalist this week, but he was really nice. He was really cool. You know, I spoke to a bunch of them, but between Jessica and Phil Phillips, I spoke to Phil really quickly and he was really nice. He was really sweet. He's kind of quiet, actually.
A lot of them seem kind of, you know, quiet and down to earth. A lot of people end up making it through. Doesn't surprise me about either Colton or Phillip. A lot of people predicting, too, that Colton's going to kind of have one of those careers where he didn't really need to win Idol to be successful. Would you agree?
I agree. I do, because, you know, he came out and he performed. He really showed people what he can do and how he was different, and the judges loved him, too.
Were you surprised when you saw, like, the final 12, and then as the weeks went on, were there any surprises for you or no?
There was definitely a surprise when they were about to let go of Jessica Sanchez. And I knew that they would definitely save her.
Obviously, it was the right move now. She's in the final two.
Yeah, and I mean, she has a great voice. She's young. I know what it was like. When I was 16, I was out there, you know, doing my stuff. And you know, like, I think they both have a great chance. I also, though, think that since the past few years, guys have won. I don't know. You know, I would, in my case right now, I would really see Phil Phillips winning just because he's different.
Somebody brought this up to me on Twitter. I think it's what, like the past 5 years, like a good looking guy that plays guitar has won Idol. Scotty McCreery last year, Lee DeWise, Chris Allen. I mean, you can go back and back and back. So it's Taylor Hicks and another one too. So, I mean, I guess it would make sense. I feel like that's kind of oversimplifying it, but you're right. Phil Phillips, when you look at him and when you hear him, he definitely does not scream American Idol at you, right?
No, not at all.
Talking with Gia Farrell here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You made a point earlier how, you know, you were 16 and kind of doing your thing and working your way up and eventually did the whole major label thing. Do you look at Jessica Sanchez and do you kind of worry for her a little bit? Because you've probably been through a lot of what she's about to go through.
I don't worry. And the only thing I could say worrying about is the whole big thing when you, you know, get signed to a label and you start doing this is finding the right songs for you. And it's hard also when you're young, you know. You know, the thing is that with such a big voice like that, it's hard to get the right kind of song. Mm-hmm. And if she does, then great. Then she's got a big career. But, you know, that would be the hardest thing. And she might be working a little while on that.
Like Jimmy Iovine said, they're really all winners because they all have deals with Interscope when they're done with this thing. So,
yeah,
they're pretty much, they're all set as well. Recording artist Gia Farrell, again, she had received a Hollywood, our golden ticket to Hollywood earlier this season on Idol. Appreciate the time, and please keep us posted on any new music that you're recording, okay?
I will. Thank you for having me.